Thank you, Dr. Gomez. So my study is about seedling production. So do you know, like, seedling production is a rapid process happening in greenhouses? Is farmers trying to produce as many as seedling trays within few months when the season comes up? But usually when there's some bad weathers going on, this process usually gets delayed. Over here, if you're looking at the total amount of rice receiving each day, which is DLI, so you can see it can be spatially different within the country. And also, it can change, DLI can change depending over the time. So if you're looking at this figure, each map represents the average DLI of, an individual month within a year. But if you take 30 days out of 1 month, still the DLI is different within day to day. So that's the problem farmers have, having different DLIs. Because of that, to avoid having low DLIs, most farmers, seedling growers, usually use supplemental lighting. Those lighting can be turning on and off depending on a timer, or either it can be running on a timer, or either it can be turning on and off depending on the light level of sunlight. But when you're looking at the supplemental lighting they use, they are not precisely controlled. So that means they don't give same DLI every single day. Because of not having the same DLI, the amount of seedling growth per day is also different. So having different seedling growth, their seedling growth is not uniform within the growing season. So the farmers had hard time to predict when their seedlings will be ready. So that's a bad point for them. They don't know when their seedlings will be ready for shipment. Therefore, we came up with adaptive lighting control system to give the same DLI every single day for the plants. So let's look how this adaptive lighting control system is going to work. This is too short. So you know, usually farmers, like most of the farmers now, use LED lighting. So, but they just use LED lighting to turn on and off depending on the light level. So, but we use a quantum sensor and a data logger in addition to LED lighting bar. So what it does, for example, if we think we have 70% of light that plant need available, so quantum sensor reads it, and it gives that data to the data logger. So data logger do all the calculations, and they tell the light bar through a driver, okay, I just need only 30% of light. I don't need you in full power. So with that power, we get the same amount of light at the canopy level. So this keep happening, and every single time the data quantum sensor read is, and the data logger keep changing the amount of light level every seconds. And many farmers just don't know the dimmable, the LEDs they have are dimmable. If they have drivers, correct drivers, they can use, with the drivers can control the amount of power goes to the light bar. They can just use their own LEDs they have, and they can just need to add a driver to change the amount of lights coming from the light bar. So what happens if you have enough sunlight coming to the plant? If you have 100% of more sunlight, then the data logger tells, okay, I don't need you in this second. You can just stay turned off. So this is how the system works. So every second, the light level comes to the plant canopy can be changing. That amount of light, we supplemented light, can be from 0 to 100%. It can be anywhere. It keeps changing every second. So let's see how the data logger do this, all those things. So it's basically had, the calculation had three steps. First, it collects all the amount of light it received. It's taking the amount of light it got from each second and keep adding them together. And so it have the first step is taking the total DLI received so far. So if you know how much DLI received, and if you have a target DLI at the end of the day, by just subtracting that, it just get in the second steps getting the how much DLI we need in further to at the end of the day. So PPFD target is the last step. If you know how much light we need and how much time we have to end of the day, it just divide the amount of light needed by the number of seconds available, and it can get the PPFD target. This is the PPFD target we need at the canopy level for each second. So, therefore, my objectives. First one is to test the ability of this adaptive lighting system to make sure whether it receives same DLI every single day. And the second objective is quantify the effect of DLI on seedling growth with this adaptive lighting control system. For this, we had 5 treatments. First one is the control, just sunlight. And the second one is sunlight plus we adding supplemental lighting as the most farmers do. They just give like a small amount of light right, for a few hours. So we give 100 micromoles of light per second for 14 hours. And my next three treatments were using with the adaptive lighting control system. And we had DLI targets of 8, 12, and 16 moles for the other three treatments. So the four treatments had lighting set up except the sunlight. We had lightings, as I told you earlier, they were 14 hours on from 10 to midnight. And this is the setup of five treatments. So in this picture you can see there are five segments. And of course this one here is the without light. This was taken at night time. And all the treatments are separated to avoid light contamination between them. And if this setup was repeated five times along the in the greenhouse to avoid any greenhouse gradients. And if you see in the one treatment, there are two seedling trays. So we use impatience for the one of the seedling tray, which really usually need less light, and compared to Vinca. Vinca usually need more light compared to impatience. And both of these seedlings are very common in greenhouse seedling production. And those were harvested at 15, 20, and 30 days, and we got several growth parameters. We measured them. During the study, we had an average temperature of 20 Celsius, and the relative humidity was 46%. And let's see how our adaptive lighting control system worked. So this is an example of a single day till midnight, and this is the amount of PPFD. So in the green line, you see till 10 o'clock, green line stays at 10, because we have set up the program to turn on the target at 10 o'clock. So till 10 o'clock, we have target zero, but you can see the actual light level is a little higher, because we get sunlight, right? At 10 o'clock, it's set up a target. So this is the target light level we need right here. But you can see, in the daytime, we get more sunlight than we need. Therefore, our actual light is really higher than our targets. So during that time, since we have 100% or more light, our LEDs stay off. But since we have more light here, we're going to get our DLI closer to our DLI target. This is the DLI 12 treatment, the 12 moles treatment. We get close to our DLI target quicker. Therefore, you can see here, the calculation brings our target DLI lower eventually. And the rest of the day, when the sunlight goes down around 3 o'clock on this day, our actual target level stays on the target PPFD. Actual PPFD stayed on the target PPFD. That means our light's coming on, and it just gives the just enough light to keep the actual light level at the target light level. So this means by looking at this, our adaptive light control have worked successfully. Then let's see within my study period of 30 days, whether it's received that same DLI every single day. So for the treatments with DLI targets, very first day we got 8, 12, and 16 moles at the end of the day perfectly. In the second day, we also got the same values. And looking at next 30 days, we got the values perfectly. Straight lines. We usually don't get straight lines in our studies, right? When I say perfectly, I mean, if you're thinking about 16 moles and 16 mole treatment, I got about 50 micromole different plus or minus from day to day. But 16 mole, is 16 million micromoles. When 50 micromole different compared to 16 million micromoles, I don't think it's going to show up in this graph. It's a really small number. So other two treatments, yellow is for sunlight only. We got 5.4 mole of average DLI, and for the blue light with sunlight, we got 8.6 moles. And over here, you can see it keep changing the DLI from day to day. So that from that, we can see our treatments, our adaptive lighting control system work perfectly. And looking at the growth data, so this is the shoot dry rate of impatience. So I'm looking at impatience first. You can see sunlight is really low, and compared to all the other treatment, they had the lighting supplements. And a similar result we saw for shoot dry rate, root dry rate. They also had very low root dry rate at the end of the 30 days for the sunlight compared to all the other treatments. And we got the highest number for the way we have the highest DLI target set up. So over there, if you think about the where the sunlight only at 30 days, the root dry rate, do you think farmers still going to ship that with the low root dry rate? I don't think so, right? Nobody want to buy. When they're looking at the roots, they say, okay, I'm not going to buy. So what happened? they're having low dry weight, then farmers has to keep their seedlings for maybe probably one more week. You know, this is a rapid process. They are waiting to put the next crop in it. So keep it one more week. That's when happen when they're going to lose a lot of money. So that's the benefits of having supplemental lighting. And again, if you compare that to the root dry weight of other treatment 10 days early, you can see they have received the same root dry weight 10 days earlier. So they can save 10 days from there. So that's the benefit of having supplemental lighting. And finally, we compare the plant cofactors, which is a divider of shoot dry weight divided by plant height. You see we got the same pattern here, just as in other measurements. So by comparing all these three, by looking at dry weights, I can say with supplemental lighting, seedling grow faster, and again, they are much compact. That means we get quality plants by adding supplemental lighting. For the vinca, we also got the same results for shoot dry weights, similar patterns for shoot dry weights, just as in impatience, and again for plant compactness. But root dry weight was little different. If you see here, more clearly, you can see after 20 days it got the same pattern as in impatience, but 30 days, there's no root growth. Do you think vinca just stopped producing any more roots after 20 days? I don't think so, right? I think what happened was really, this was too hard to separate vinca roots. They were so thin and there were so many roots, it was too hard to separate from the substrate at the end of the 30 days. So, therefore, I think I got this data because I was breaking so many roots than I thought. So there's no growth on the roots. So by finally, depending on this, my conclusion is going to be supplemental lighting stimulates plant growth more at higher DLIs, and that our adaptive lighting control system was able to control LEDs precisely and to provide a specific DLI every single day. So having same DLI every single day, this consistency will increase the reliability and the predictability of green light seedling production. So having this consistency, farmers are confident their seedlings will be ready on this exact date. They can have their plants ready and they can have everything ready on this date. I can ship this much of seedlings and they are confident. So that's the benefit of really having this adaptive light control system. So finally, I would like to thank all my lab mates as well as all the sponsors, especially for Fluence supplying light bars for the study. And I would like to take any questions. Thank you. Yes, sir. It was about, we have about 12 inch, close to 12 inch to 16 inch, because it keeps growing. So we had about 1.5 feet max distance.
Yeah, to cross-size the linkage to the DAR in the greenhouse, always a challenge. It's also a quite important research topic. I wonder, there is one situation, let's see, in the morning, half of the day, you have a really colored day. Based on your control program, you give a lot of light. But then in the afternoon, you have a lot of sunlight. In that kind of situation, there is a potential for overshoot. You have any way to deal with that kind of situation?
So only thing we can do if the light is too much at the daytime, we can just put a shade net over it. So then we can cut down some sunlight. We did the same thing because we are in Georgia and we did the study on like close to summertime. So we can cut down the sunlight, and when we can give this additional light by supplemental lighting, then we can control how many hours we need to supply the supplemental lighting. So then we can avoid having higher lights at the middle of the day. Yes, sir. We can set up the program to run anyway, but the thing is, you know, there's one called circadian cycle. So that needs to be done like, it's a cycle of plant growth. This keeps happening like every 24 hours on and off depending on the light level and moon changes and everything. So the DLI is usually measured for every day. So that's a DLI. So people think you consider about how much light plant need for every day. So that's the easiest thing. And if you think about any plant, if you know what is the DLI we need, so that's the amount of light need per day. So it's easy to do calculation and easy to set up the program to run, to give the same amount of light every, for one day. But we can, if you know how much we light need for 3 days, we can just multiply the DLI by 3 and then just give the program to, okay, give this much of light divided by 3 and divided by number of seconds. Like that. It's not too hard. Yeah. I have, sorry.
Is there a
I can answer you later.